This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
And welcome to today's show. We got a lot of meat on the bones, I'm telling you. So I think that we're gonna do a lot of, Hans has been feeding us milk, kind of like Paul, but he's switching over the hard food now. So today's show is, we're entitling it IRA Home Healthcare, like a continuation of last week's show where we talked about the need for home healthcare, but now we got a solution in the way of an IRA. And as this thing was poured out to me this morning, as I told Hans, I'm really excited about this show because as I began to see what he was talking about, I couldn't help but correlate this plan that we're going to describe through your IRA home health care to the gospel. Like, if you really put the gospel in a nutshell, I mean, it has it from a life insurance standpoint, it has a terrific, death benefit. I mean, right. The gospel has the ultimate death benefit. You get to go to heaven. You get to be with Jesus. But also, it has a really, really, really cool home health care benefit in that you make this investment, or Jesus essentially makes this investment in your life. And oh my goodness, it changes every relationship that you have with your parents, with your kids, with your nieces, nephews. I mean, and allows you to live in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness while you're still on earth. So it's like the ultimate home health care benefit too. I don't know if you'd ever thought of the gospel like that, but I was thinking in Hans, as we were discussing that this morning, can you kind of fill our listeners in a little bit on how we can take our IRA as a solution to what we talked about last week and the need for home health care?
Well, yeah. But first, I want to take them where you and I have been for the last hour or so getting ready for the show, of just how confusing and, that this whole system is. Whoever designed this product, which it's an insurance policy that we're going to be talking about that pays for long-term care, it's a life insurance policy that pays at your death if you don't use it first for long-term care, and it can be funded with a whole single premium from your IRA. I mean, so you go through all of this, and we haven't even talked about taxes yet, and we haven't talked about the long-term care benefits or the home health care benefits or the life insurance benefit. I mean,
or the distributions. I mean, you got all these things going in there.
And so we have spent the last hour in the weeds and just me explaining this policy and me explaining to Robbie that most people that I'm offering this to, or I'm talking about training them to become a salesperson for this, they never understand it, and certainly not at the first look. So it's just got a lot of moving parts. These were smart people that designed this policy. In fact,
I would agree with you.
It's the only insurance policy I've ever seen that has a patent on it. Now, the patent's expired. This was back in the early 2000s that they did that. And the patent is about using qualified money or IRA money to buy a life insurance long-term care policy. Okay, that's what the patent was all about.
Which, we want to make sure, and you helped correct me when I was putting it into Facebook, long-term care equates to, in our discussions earlier last week, home health care, right? This is money that would be available for you to stay at home and get health care, not necessarily.
Absolutely. I mean, whenever we're talking about long-term care, what we're working on doing is redefining, just relabeling is a better word, the insurance product that we're talking about in terms of its benefit where we see it paying out the most, which is at home. So this used to be called nursing home insurance. Then it became long-term care insurance. And we'd like to see it become home health care insurance that simply has a back door that if you have to go to the assisted living facility or the nursing home, sure, it's going to pay for that, and it's going to pay well, but that's a point of last resort. So it wasn't until we named the show, or we started naming the show, that it didn't take us too long. And I heard Robbie over there talking about, you know, the money's in an IRA, and then the annuity, and then the life insurance, and then the long-term care benefit, and then the death benefit, and then the distributions. And all of a sudden, he's talking like a financial planner, and we're talking about all these issues that are facing you. And I said, well, wait a minute. We got to start with long-term care, because this week, you know, the subject of the show is IRAs. So you'd think we'd start with the IRA, and that's where you started. But we really want to start with talking about last week's show, and we want to talk, you need a plan in your retirement planning or your program that's going to make some money available to you and your family when you need home health care. Okay, that's where we want to start, okay? And we want to impress that upon you, if you want to call it, sell that to you. That's what I'm doing. If there's any product or service that we offer where I turn into a salesperson, I'm a fiduciary while I'm a salesperson, but where it's over long-term care. I would like to see more people, and specifically my clients, implement something, even if it's small, so that they got money there available for long-term care. Now, how we're talking about this product today, which is IRA, home health care, is it's been my experience that people, when they're doing retirement planning, are going to let loose of their IRA funds quicker and easier than they are going to withdraw cash out of the bank or cash that's in investments that they already paid taxes on. They're going to be more inclined to use that IRA money put to some good, like long-term care insurance. So that's why we're talking about this IRA home health care. We're really talking about one way to pay for it that I think for some of you, you may find quite painless.
It's really genius, I'm just going to tell you. As he unloads this, I know it's a little bit, there's a lot of moving parts as we talked about, but as I think you hear the bottom line, you're going to go, oh my goodness. Not only is it, you know, home health care, if you need it, but let's say you never need it, and then the death benefit is there for your whole family. So, you know, this is protection for you, protection for your family. You know, it really pays off regardless, and is a way to help you through, you know, how to figure out what to do with your IRA and certainly this plan.
Sure. So we're going to lay out an example here that I made using $100,000 of IRA money. But let's just talk about people that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, who have a hunk of IRA money, and it's sitting there. You haven't taken distributions yet, or maybe you just started because you're in your early 70s, and the money's just sitting there, and you really don't have a plan for distribution. And I find this quite more common than people that do have a plan for distribution. And you haven't paid taxes on that money yet. I mean, if you got $350,000 in your IRA or your combined IRA 401k and then your spouse, you put it all together, it's 350 grand. And, you know, all you're focused on typically, if you're not retired yet, is just the investment piece of that. And you just, whether it's gone up or down or different, but when you get retired or you get ready to retire, your focus is going to shift. And it's going to shift to, now I got to start distributing that, and I got to live off it for the rest of my life. Now, some of you may say, well, you know, I got enough other money and other assets, and I got my Social Security. I'm really not going to need that IRA money. Well, then, if you're just sitting there saying that, then you do have a distribution plan, and it's set by the IRS. I mean, the IRS is going to require you to take minimum distributions now at age 72 and after, And so we're not going to get into that today, but you're going to be required to take minimum distributions, and they're small enough that if that's all you ever take, then, you know, and you don't need the money, but you're taking it because you're required to, you're going to end up passing away, leaving this money to your kids, still in an IRA, and you're going to hand them over a tax bomb or a big tax bill. So what I want to tell you is that it is smart to sit down when you're doing financial planning and say, okay, I got X amount of money in my IRA. I need to get this out of the IRA and into something else where the taxes are already paid. And I need to do that in a smart way so I don't pay a huge tax bill now. But I need to keep an eye to, I might need to live off that money in the future. And then if I don't draw it down and there's still a substantial balance, then I'm going to give it to my kids, and how am I going to help them distribute it? So there's a lot of problems just sitting there in your IRA unaddressed if all you're going to really say is, I don't really need to live on it. It's just kind of sitting there. And so that's why we're talking about it today, is I've just found that if I'm impressing upon a client to buy long-term care insurance or to implement one of these solutions, and we got a whole list of them, this is just one of them we're talking about today, I find it easier to talk to them about distributing their IRA and then subsequently to use some of that money to just make a one-time purchase by rolling it over of a long-term care policy. And so in the example we're going to use today, we took $100,000, because it makes the math simple. It's pretty simple to double it, take 1.5 times, take half of it. I mean, $100,000 increment. So for the purposes of this example, we would be talking about rolling over $100,000 of your IRA money into another IRA with this insurance company. You don't pay taxes on it right away. You're going to have to pay some taxes. And then we've taken a 65-year-old husband and wife who are both 65, and we've just illustrated this thing. Like, what are you going to get for your 100 grand, and how's this thing going to work? And, you know, in the second part of the show, we're going to break that down and explain this thing a little bit.
So you're listening to a Certified Financial Planner, Han Schall, and finishing well, today's show, obviously, as always, is brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com, and Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the accompanying workbook, which are available at his website, cardinalguide.com. All you have to do is email Hans. When we come back, we'll get into the details of what I really think is genius. You know, it's not quite the gospel. It doesn't have quite the death benefit. Doesn't have quite the long-term healthcare benefit that Jesus has. But it's getting there, and it's going to be neat when you get a chance to hear it. So we'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Han Schall. Today's show is IRA Home Healthcare Solutions, actually, which, you know, I really do feel like Hans is, the gospel is the ultimate, you know, death benefit and home health care benefit. But other than that, this one is undoubtedly genius. So when we left our hero, we had $100,000. And the neat thing about this plan, when you listen to it, it's for the husband and wife. That this is covering both of you, which is really cool. For me and Tammy, we have something that covers both of us. So, you know, when I look at her and she looks at me, we're like, we got it covered. You know, it's really a great feeling.
We can actually do that out of one of yours IRA, so we can cover two people,
right?
And the husband and the wife, when it's paid for out of the IRA of just either the husband or the wife. So I don't want to say this is simple. I'm going to lay it out for you because it isn't simple. Okay. So if we just for a minute here, we take $100,000 of your IRA money. So if you don't have $100,000 in there, this example isn't going to work that great for you, but we can later reduce it. If you've got more than $100,000, then we're just talking about $100,000 of it going into this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to move that from the IRA that it's in or from the 401k that it's in, and we're going to roll it over into an IRA at the insurance company. Okay?
All right.
So there's no taxes due on a direct rollover. And then that IRA at the insurance company is an annuity that is going to take in the $100,000, and it's going to distribute that $100,000 or over 10 years, or it's going to pay a premium to the insurance company of $12,000 a year for 10 years. Okay? So that $100,000 is turned into $120,000 of insurance premiums. Okay? $12,000 a year for 10 years. And those insurance premiums are paid into a life insurance policy. And the life insurance policy is for $150,000.
And it's on both people.
It's on both people.
You know, along these lines, my immediate thought was, wow, what if, you know, both of you are killed in a, because the second person to die is the one it's going to pay off on to Correct. All your beneficiaries. And so, wow, you know, here you are, and you just bought this thing, and you just took all your IRA money, and you put it into this annuity, and then you died, both of you, 2 weeks later. It does have a big death benefit, a lot bigger than $100,000.
Yeah, well, actually, the death benefit of the life insurance policy is $150,000, or pretty close to that, for the whole life of the policy. So your $100,000 moved from your IRA to a new IRA in the annuity that's going to shoot off $12,000 a year for 10 years, and that's going to shoot it off into the life insurance policy. And that's going to buy you $150,000 worth of life insurance that's covering both lives. It pays off at the second death. So it's actually not as good as two separate policies because it's only going to pay off one time, and it's not going to pay off at the first death. It's going to pay
but
off at the second death.
$50,000 more than you put into it.
Absolutely. And,
plus some.
Well, and it's plus some because if this happened, you know, let's use a year and 2 weeks later. How does that sound? Because I like to get a little bit away from the dramatic. But if it's a year later and 2 weeks or whatever, you were both killed, then there's $150,000 paid out from the life insurance policy. But they're also going to pay out the remaining balance in the annuity, okay, in the IRA, because there's still going to be $88,000 in there. So, right. So it's going to pay out substantially more than the $100,000. I mean, it's like
so
more
it's like $238,000 for the beneficiaries of this policy. You know, so even while it's beginning to build up, you know, interest in whatever to pay for your spouse's long term health care, it still has a tremendous death benefit for your beneficiaries.
Well, it does, and the death benefit by the 11th year. Or you're past the 10 years, you've paid out the $120,000 out of your IRA, moved it into the life insurance, and it's going to be $150,000. So if you died, both of you died suddenly in the 11th year of the policy, your beneficiaries are going to get $150,000. And by the way, that $150,000 to your beneficiaries is going to be tax-free.
Right.
So not only have you increased your 100 to 150, you've made the whole thing tax-free. Now, while we're on taxes, you're going to have to pay taxes, income taxes, on this $12,000 a year moving over every year from the annuity to the life insurance. So you're going to have some increased taxable income. So it's actually going to cost you more than the $100,000 that you're transferring over because you're going to have to come up with that tax money out of some other funds. So
it won't be significant depending on your tax bracket.
Yeah, so we'll need to, you know, we never want somebody to go out and buy something or think we're recommending something on the air. We're certainly not doing that. We're just showing you an example. There's a lot of moving parts. If we get too far into the weeds, we get people all confused. So we got $100,000 moved over to the insurance company. The $100,000 is depleted over 10 years to where it's going to be down to nothing at the 11th year. But as it's depleted, it's moved into a life insurance policy that's going to have a cash value of over $100,000 by the 11th year. And then it pays off at the second death. And the second death, whenever that happens, is going to pay $150,000 to your heirs. Now, what I want to point out is you're really not buying this for the life insurance. You're buying this for the long-term care benefits. I mean, that's where we want to go back to the beginning. People don't buy this particular policy just because they want to get more second-to-die life insurance on themselves. I mean, we have other companies and other policies besides this that are designed just for that. So this one is designed specifically for long-term care, and then it has an, oh, by the way, if you die without using up all the long-term care benefits, then there's going to be a payment to your beneficiaries. Because if you use that $150,000 death benefit for long-term care where you're living, either one of you, either one of these people we're talking about, that every time you use it, it depletes the $150,000 a little bit.
Right.
Now, what this thing does is it pays $3,000 a month for long-term care, and it'll do that for 100 months of total care.
For both.
For both of you, both spouses. Now, that could be one at 20 months and the other one at 80 months. You know, that could be one at 70 months and the other one at 30. But, I mean, it's going to pay out a total of 100 months of $3,000 a month. And the first 50 months is they're really giving back to you early your life insurance money in the form of a long-term care benefit, a tax-free long-term care benefit. And so you've just, there you go. You've taken your $100,000, you moved it to an insurance company, you got essentially $300,000 of long-term care benefits covering the both of you, and that's all you really need to understand. And if you don't use those long-term care benefits, or you just use them a little bit, there's going to be $150,000 of death benefit, or a little less than that if you used them a little bit, that's going to go to your kids. So there's going to be a big refund in there, tax-free, going to your kids. Now, is $3,000 a month of long-term care enough? No. But you know what? I sure would have liked to had it when my mom's long-term care policy ran out, or I've had a lot of people that have $3,000 a month because that's $100 a day. That's what we sold for years. I haven't seen anybody distraught about that when they're checking into a facility or they're using it for home health care. I mean, it's a nice benefit. But if you wanted more, I mean, we could simply put $150,000 of your IRA money covering two people, and we'd get $4,500 a month for 100 months. We could put $200,000 of your IRA money, and we'd get $6,000 a month. Now, if you're 60 years old, we could either put in less money. If both of you are 60, we could either put in less money, and then we would get the same benefit. If you're 70 years old, we'd have to put in more money, or we could put in the same money, you just get less benefit. So, I mean, I just used the $100,000 example in the 65-year-old people because they fit right in the middle.
There's tons of options.
Lots of
options. But the overall concept that we're hoping and praying, actually, that you see is that, like, oh, my goodness, here sits a wonderful way to distribute this IRA money that benefits myself, my family, and possibly even your church if they were the beneficiary on life insurance policy. However that works, I mean, it's just a beautiful way to set up a plan to distribute this money.
We don't have to use IRA money. In fact, this company has this patented. They're really the only company that does this. We would prefer actually to use money you already paid taxes on, and it makes the whole thing easier to explain. It's you know, it's wonderful, but most people aren't going to let go of that money. And furthermore, we don't, if we used other kinds of money, we don't have to put the whole $100,000 at once. We could set up the same deal for $1,000 a month for 10 years, and you're getting the same thing over on the life insurance side. So, and we've got this from a lot of different companies. We don't even have to take a lump of money to buy long-term care insurance. You can just buy this with a monthly or an annual premium. And we've got that from a whole bunch of companies. So the possibilities with this, there's just infinite options of how we could rework this thing.
Yeah. And the beauty is God will provide both, you know, when the student is ready, the master will appear. So maybe you're feeling that way today, and you can reach out to Cardinal Guy. You can reach out to Hans. He would love to hear from you personally, I guarantee you, about any of these subjects. So you just go to cardinalguide.com. You're going to see Hans there, his email and all that. Send out a question to him or order the book, you know, it's The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. The website, again, is it's Cardinal with a guide next to it, cardinalguide.com. And believe me, I guess I must have been ready 2 years ago when I started listening to Hans. And I can't tell you the way that it's helped me feel. It, you know, just like I said, I was dropping off my daughter at college, and Tammy and I looked at each other, and we were like, whew, I'm glad we met Hans. So, thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.